Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, December 7th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and unders to cash in. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR, fantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. It's free in the Apple Store and Google Play Store, so download that thing today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, woo-ee. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience for Tuesday, December 7th, the Daily Show. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
When we were winning conference titles and going to the Final Four, we were making a statement.
There we go. And look, we got a loaded college basketball slate on the horizon here. Just a great, great Tuesday in college basketball. You look and first off, you got these battles happening at Madison Square Garden, Texas Tech and Tennessee. Tennessee's laying 4. That is one that I'm certainly excited for. And then you got the Syracuse Villanova matchup. We're going to touch on that in a second, but it's a loaded slate. We will have you covered here on the College Basketball Experience. Also, remember to subscribe to the College Football Experience, because we talk college football year round over there. We talk college basketball year round over here. Yesterday, coming off, you know, it's 6 days a week, I'll be bringing you daily shows talking college basketball here. So you look back at yesterday's slate and you see, okay, how shocking of a day was yesterday with Texas Southern? kudos to Texas Southern going on the road in Gainesville. They're ranked number 14, the Florida Gators, and just laying it on the Gators in the swamp. John Walker was led the way for Texas Southern, but that's it. I mean, Texas Southern was winless. In the SWAC, coming all the way to Gainesville, grabbing that win as Florida was a 23.5 point dog. Crazy. Alcorn State, I took plus 32 against Houston. That was a push. I locked up Kent State against Towson, and I don't know what is happening with Kent State. They lost by 15 down the stretch. They went cold. But yeah, I don't know. Towson's clearly better than I thought they were, but I think the more disappointing thing is Kent State. I thought out the gate was a pretty good team. That performance against Xavier, I know they lost by 14, but I was impressed with it. Then they followed that up with a win at James Madison. They're a good team. Been very disappointed with the Golden Flashes. I also then took Liberty minus 22.5 against Delaware State. They won by 36, got it done there. I took Presbyterian plus 10.5 against Morehead State. That thing hit. I took Columbia plus 21 against Colgate. That did not hit. They lost by 38. Columbia is really bad, but I didn't think they would lose that bad. I took Mercer plus 2.5 against Coastal Carolina. That was a great matchup. Mercer won by 5 down there in Conway. I took the Citadel minus 8.5 against North Carolina Central. That thing cashed. Citadel won by 13. I took the Fighting Illini plus 2.5 and on the money line against the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they got it done by 4 in Iowa City. I took New Mexico. I locked up. I brought you to the land down under to take New Mexico plus 4.5. Plus, I said sprinkle some on the money line. The money line didn't hit, but they covered as New Mexico State. That was a great matchup at the Pit. New Mexico State won at the buzzer to win 78-76. And I did lock up San Jose State plus 4.5, and they lost by 13 at Pepperdine. Tim Miles Sponge had a little bit of a setback there. So I was just 1-2 on the locks. Hey, it is what it is. Let's get back at it. Today we got a loaded slate. But before I get there, I want to tell you that the College Basketball Daily Show is brought to you by TickPick. College football's championship weekend is behind us, but bowl season is almost upon us, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet for tickets to see your favorite team play in their bowl game this winter, because TickPick, that's TickPick, TickPick, is the original no fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as you go for, as your go-to for all tickets for whether it's college football, college basketball, NFL, even concerts. You want to go see Jay-Z? This is what you need. TickPick. All right. I'm already considering me and NC Nick a bunch of different college basketball trips we're going to go on. So college football, we always hit some games, and TickPick's what we're using now. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which is genius, because isn't that the worst when you say, oh, two tickets, $50 each, and then you go to pay and it's like $150, right? So getting rid of the service fees, I actually think, is a big deal. It lets them guarantee the best prices on all of their college football tickets. Don't believe it. If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Think about that. Visit TickPick today at tickpick.com/SGP. That's tickpick.com/SGP. All righty. We got a loaded slate. 3 o'clock tip. Sacred Heart, Rhode Island. I'm going to take Sacred Heart plus the 15.5, 16. I just think it's a little too many points. Rhode Island will get the win. Sacred Heart covers. This is a great matchup, and kudos to Virginia. They should be rewarded here. They're playing at James Madison. Not that many power schools go to the mid-major on the road. Kudos to UVA and Tony Bennett going on the road at JMU. 5.5 is what I'm currently seeing. I'm going to take JMU. I think JMU is going to be in this. They're a good team. Keep an eye out on the Dukes. They're 7-2. We know they're on the cusp of joining the Sun Belt. Their football team has a huge game Friday night against Montana in the FCS playoffs. Excitement is all going through Harrisonburg, Virginia. So I think it continues tonight. Excited to watch that matchup. Vermont and Providence. That is another great mid-major matchup. Keep an eye out on Vermont. I know 6-3, the Catamounts, but if you look at what they've done, nice wins against Northern Iowa, nice win against Yale, nice win against Appalachian State, who made the tournament last year. And I think if you look back and say, oh, they lost to Maryland in a game in single digits. They lost to Oakland, who's good, by two. And they lost to UNC Greensboro by three. They, I think, are going to give Providence a game tonight. Keep an eye out on the Catamounts. I'm taking the 7 points in Vermont. Florida Gulf Coast travels to Florida A&M to take on the Rattlers. And let's just do this. Let's take the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles minus -4.5 shop around. Lock this thing up. I will take FGC Dunk City, as they used to be known as. We got a great mid-major matchup here. Furman traveling to Winthrop. This is a really, really good matchup. Last year, Winthrop won this game. We'll see how it shakes out this year. Furman is a 2-point road favorite. I'm going to ride with Furman. I think this Furman team is legit. You look at you know, that comeback they had against Charleston was wild on Friday. And then you look at some of the other wins they have, you know, at Louisville. That was a great win. They got a tough 6-point loss to Belmont and then a loss to a decent Navy team that Virginia knows too much about. But they also beat Tubby Smith in High Point. They're a good team. Excited to watch that. That's a great matchup. Great mid-major matchup going on there. Another one we got is Brown and Merrimack. Merrimack, you know, 4-5, coming off a 4-point loss to UMass Lowell. But Brown, 7-4. And when you look at these losses, the Bears of Brown, they played North Carolina close, only lost by 7 in Chapel Hill. They did get blown out by Creighton, but they only lose by 2 to Colorado, and they lost by single digits to Bryant. I'm going to take you to the land down under and say the Brown Bears are going to get it done at Merrimack today. Give me Brown. Lock that thing up. Oakland travels to Bowling Green. And originally I wasn't going to do this, but Oakland's legit. They're 7-2. All right. They're coming off of a 33-point win. They only lost the only losses of the season were they got blown out by Alabama. Okay. That was a bad loss in Tuscaloosa. But their only other loss besides that is West Virginia by 7 in Morgantown. All right. That was a close game. They won at Oklahoma State. They won against Toledo, who's good. They beat that Vermont team I'm talking about. They beat Rice, who's good. And Delaware is not bad in the CAA. This team's legit. And Bowling Green's kind of been a disappointment thus far. I'm going to lay the 1.5 in Oakland, and I will take you to the land down under there. Let's lock these things up. Albany travels to Yale. This is one I went back and forth on. What am I going to do with this one? Ended up taking, let me just double check to make sure. Cause I did. Yale's coming off that blowout loss at Auburn. I mean, they got whooped, and Yale's been a good team over the past few years. I know they didn't have a season last year, but you know what I mean? Like going back through the past couple of years, and many people thought they could be a tournament team this year. I ended up taking Yale minus the points against Albany, the Great Danes. Texas Tech, Tennessee, happening Madison Square Garden. I touched on this awesome matchup. I'm going to lay the 4 points and ride with Tennessee and Rick Barnes to get this thing done in New York City. Farley Dickinson, LaSalle, I took the points at FDU. Don't feel great about that one. Probably avoid that one. Bradley and Toledo, that one should be a nice, fun matchup. Bradley's been a strange team, though, coming off of a nice, you know, 25-point win against SIU. Toledo 6-2 in the MAC. Give me the Rockets to cover the 4.5, but I think this might be a fun game to watch. Jacksonville, the Dolphins are taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. Tom Crean grabbing a nice win over a ranked Memphis team last time they stepped on the hardwood. They are laying 9.5. I think it's a little too many. Give me the Dolphins to cover this one in Athens. Old Dominion heading down to Williamsburg to take on William and Mary. William and Mary is on auto fade for me, so I will lay the 8 points in Old Dominion, and I would consider locking that one up. Navy travels to George Mason, and this is one George Mason's. What's happening? They just lost to ODU by 10, and they out the gate. They looked all right, but now all of a sudden, George Mason has lost five straight. Count them. This is a big matchup against Navy, who's first in the Patriot League currently, coming off of a 19-point win against Wayman Mary. We know Navy has already beaten Virginia, has already beaten Furman. They are legit. I'm going to take Navy. They're getting five. Sprinkle some on the money line. Let's ride with the midshipmen. I almost think it's lockworthy. This might be a lock. North Carolina A&T travels to Greenville, North Carolina, to take on my ECU Pirates. My ECU Pirates 7-2 currently. ECU's going to get the win, but I think A&T covers the 10.5. Southern travels to Lexington to take on Kentucky. Kentucky's laying 30.5. I didn't know what to do here. Stay away from this one. I ended up taking the points, I think. One of the better matchups of the day, UMass Northeastern. Northeastern laying 2. This is a fun matchup. I'm going to take Northeastern to get it done, but this one should be a good game. Bucknell catching 12.5 against Princeton. I do think Princeton will get the win, but give me, who did I go with on this? I want to say, yeah, I took Bucknell plus the points. Don't feel great about it though. Michigan, the Wolverines, Juwan Howard, Hunter Dickinson on the road in Lincoln against Nebraska. Michigan's laying 7 points. I think you take Nebraska, and I think you should sprinkle some on the money line. That one's must watch TV here at God's Eye. Temple at Vanderbilt, another fun one here. Couple former NBA players going at it. Jerry Stackhouse, he played for the Pistons. Aaron McKee, he played for the Pistons as well at one point. Temple's catching 8.5 in Nashville. I think you ride with the Owls plus the 8.5. Belmont St. Louis. This is an awesome matchup. I'm gonna take you to land on under. I think the wrong team is favored here. Give me Belmont plus 2.5. I know they're 7-3 and they've had a couple bad losses to they lost to Ohio by 12 and at LSU by 30, and then last Sunday to Dayton by 2. I think they get back on the right side of this. St. Louis playing good ball, coming off a 5-point loss to UAB though. I think Belmont's going to get it done in the Arch City. Eastern Illinois, Missouri. I went back on fourth. This I ended up going Missouri because they're coming off that loss to Liberty. South Dakota against Northern Colorado. South Dakota, the Coyotes are catching 9.5. I ended up riding with the 9.5 in the Coyotes. Charleston and Tulane. This is a game we saw about a week and a half ago. This was a barn burner of a game. Charleston's getting 4 points in New Orleans. I think we ride with Charleston. Let's do this. That should be a fun one though. If it's anything like the first matchup, that will be a damn good game. UTEP travels to Lawrence, Kansas, take on KU, and UTEP's been decent so far. I'm going to take that big number, getting 18.5. Give me the minors to hang around just enough to cover this thing. Duquesne, DuPaul. I mean, Duquesne's kind of been a little bit of a disappointment in the A-10, 3-6. DuPaul, though, one of the stories of the year in college basketball thus far. 6-1, coming off a tough loss to Loyola Chicago. I think the Blue Demons are going to get back on. I'm going to lay the 8.5 against Duquesne. Mount St. Mary's, Santa Clara. Mount St. Mary's is catching 16.5 points. I think we ride with Mount St. Mary's. North Dakota State, Montana State. That is one I went back and forth on. It's at 6. Montana State's favored by 6 in Bozeman. I'm going to take Montana State to cover that one. Don't feel great about that one though. Loyola Marymount Tulsa. This is a decent mid-major matchup here. Ended up riding with the Golden Hurricanes -3 at home. Butler, they're all dinged up. They're very injured. The Butler Bulldogs, they got multiple key players out for this game, traveling to Norman, Oklahoma. For that reason alone, I went with the Sooners -10.5. Charlotte travels to Arkansas, and this is one is a big number, 18.5 points. I lean Charlotte. I know that Charlotte's not a great team, but they're decent. I think they cover this thing in Fayetteville. Villanova, Syracuse, Villanova laying 8.5. Shop around. This is Madison Square Garden. Going to be a great matchup. Give me Nova. I don't feel great about it though. Syracuse impressed me in the second half of that Florida State game, getting it done. Here's another opportunity to grab a huge win for the Boeheim brothers. Boise State's on the road at Cal State Northridge, catching laying 13.5. Boise State coming off of that 5-point win against Tulsa. Ended up going Cal State Northridge plus the points. I think Boise gets the win, but give me Northridge to cover. North Dakota's on the road at Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist is laying 12 points, 11.5. Shop around. I ended up taking Cal Baptist. Don't love it though. Eastern Kentucky traveling to Los Angeles to take on USC. This is an interesting matchup. Eastern Kentucky coming off that 5-point loss to the Hilltoppers. They're getting 17. I think you ride with Eastern Kentucky. It's almost lock worthy. I think that's almost lock worthy. Take EKU plus the 17. They're going to stick around in this one, I think, just long enough. So my locks, that then that's a slate. That's what we got. My locks though. I'm riding with Florida Gulf Coast. I am riding with Brown. I am riding with Oakland. I am riding with, what was my last one? Belmont. But I also think fringe locks that we should consider is Eastern Kentucky being one. I think we should consider Old Dominion as two, Navy as three. And if I had to do a fourth, let's ride with, if I had to do a fourth team as a potential lock, I think it would be, let's ride with Charleston catching four in New Orleans. All right, let's have some fun. Great college basketball slate. Guys, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Also, remember to subscribe to the College Football Experience. We talk both of these year-round, two different feeds. Go grab that SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store, and remember to give me a follow on Twitter at TheColbyD. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. And make sure you check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We talk college basketball, college football year round and those things. So go check that out. This is the College Basketball Experience for Tuesday, December 7th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.